You surprised at all by the alma mater coming out?
No.
I mean, a year after what they were last year?
They were good last year. They just were hurt.
Okay.
Same players.
Okay.
A few sprinkles here and there. They're doing a good job, man. I'm just proud of them.
Okay. Fair enough. As far as pulling out the win last week, I mean, had you ever been a part of a situation where you'd gone that long without a win?
No, sir. This was definitely the longest, time between wins. But forget last week, man. We ain't even worried about that, man. We're trying to move on to the next one. We got a big time game. We're trying to close out the right way. So it starts with Green Bay.
So this will be your first trip to Lambeau.
Yeah.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to going there. I think it'll be pretty cool to actually see it in person.
Missouri's putting on a great team this year. What nobody's talking about, and I'm interested in your comments on this, is a lot of the groundwork was laid by guys like you and Willie Moore.
I can't take any credit for those guys being in the SEC championship. I'm proud of them. Myself and William, we played on a team that had 11 wins, and that's the most in school history. So they have 11 wins, and I look forward to seeing them breaking our record.
Got to be a certain amount of pride watching them in the BCS.
Most definitely, man. Hopefully things work out, and it'll be a good time for the Tigers.
How big is it to stop Eddie Lacy before he gets ahead of steam?
You said how big is it?
Yeah, how big is that for you guys to stop before
he gets that'd be big. You want to get a lot of people to him early. He poses the threat because he's such a big guy, but he has sweet feet. So I think Julio told me his nickname was Feet. So that says a lot about him right there. So we'll get some bodies to him and try to wrap up strong.
Do you plan more for Aaron Rodgers not knowing whether he's going to play or not, knowing that, let's just be honest, it shouldn't be that hard to stop Matt Flynn?
Well, the scheme would be the same. I think with Aaron, he's just a different guy. He gets the ball out quick. He knows where he wants to go with it. He knows how to make the defenders, move a certain way so he can get that slant. Maybe not in that first window, but the second window. He does a really good job. And he has one of the strongest arms in the NFL, so that poses a challenge right there. He can also run. But Matt Flynn's a guy who came in to play for Aaron and cashed in and traveled a little bit. Now he's back in Green Bay. We know he can play too, and he'll be looking to bounce back from his performance on Thanksgiving.